going to be a lot of fun. It's a new game on the Brett Magnus Show, and it's actually a game that Kevin played this weekend where Kevin will play a song, and then we are going to guess the year the song came out. Is it closest without going over, Kevin?
Yes, it's kind of like the Price is Right rule. Okay. So closest without going over wins. You get the point, all right?
All right, so Kevin will play a hook of a song. We will guess when we think that song came out.
Yeah, so I had to start with my favorite artist. When did Dua Lipa's This Song come out?
Levitating, huh? All right, everyone has pieces of paper. We all wrote down our answers. AB, everyone turn and reveal.
Okay, let's see.
All right.
Wow, we're all close. 2018, 2021, and 2022. Alex and I both did 2022.
I thought it was like COVID-ish.
Hannah gets the point because it came out in 2020.
Really?
Yeah,
really?
October of 2020.
So it was really COVID.
Levitating is 4 years ago.
Yes, it
good,
is. Yes,
good
it
guess,
is.
Though,
that's
AB.
That's a place.
Yep. Yeah. Right.
But right. AB was right on it, but it doesn't get the point because you went over. Okay.
All right, this next song, we're going to go way back. When did this song come out?
Well, way to give us a hint.
No, yeah.
Satisfaction. I have no idea. Honestly, I don't know.
Got it.
All right, everyone's all over the place. I just went because I'm trying to go close with the
82.
And I did 60. Brett gets the point. It came out in October of 1965.
Wow. Right, I was there. Way off.
Yeah, the
technically, 80, I'm the closest.
Yeah, you've been choice.
You were closest.
Yeah. Yeah, you
got to start going lower. I'm winning.
You're overbidding.
That's funny.
When did this song come out?
But I guess that's why they say every rose has its thorn.
Ooh,
just like every night.
I love this song.
This is such a good song. I almost went with what AB did because I didn't want to go close without going over. Hannah and AB both submitted 1980.
I did
76. Ooh. 76. I did 1983.
Brett gets the point. It came out in October of 1988.
Wow.
Oh, wow. It's old. It's younger.
Younger.
Right? Well, yeah.
Right. Newer, younger.
All right. A couple more songs. When did this song come out?
Oh, I remember this song.
I do not like this song.
I love this song. How did I know?
Brett, you just changed your answer.
I did.
You can't cheat.
2016.
I don't even care if he gets this right. He's wrong, cheater.
You said 2017 and changed it to 2011. Since we wouldn't allow you to have 2011, you don't get the point.
No!
October 2011 is when it came out. So Hannah gets the point. 2009 is the closest.
I didn't realize I wrote down a 7 until I went to go turn it over.
No, right. You're a cheater.
I turned it over and I was like, oh, that's a 7. And
so Hannah has 2.
I said I knew
so
when the song
I'm winning the game now.
No, it's Hannah has 2. Brett has 2.
So this all decides it.
This decides it all.
Okay.
When did the song come out? All right.
I get knocked down.
Oh. Knock it up again.
I can picture myself the age I was when the song came out. I'm going to submit because it's closest without going over 2000.
You guys are crazy.
I said 1992. I said 1992.
I said 98.
Alex is over. Brett is over. The girls who had 1992 get the point.
Yes!
Came out in October of 1997. Hannah wins.
Wow. Yeah.
And you guys all said I would struggle with this game.
This
is
not going over. Stupid. I had 2000.
Yeah,
I
agree.
I
do think it should have been just closest in
yeah,
general.
Why do we always do that?
Because
I don't think Price is Right rule was
Price is Right rule
came up with this game, guys.
Price is Right rules.
No.
Rules the world.
No. You guys, that's just how the game goes. Yeah. I win, you lose.
Good job, Hannah.
If we would have played with different rules, AB would have been close or...
And that actually makes me upset because I never win. So.
If we would have done, if we...
We are too competitive.
Everyone's mad at each other. That game was fun. We'll play again some other time. We just have to figure out the rules. It's Y98 St. Louis.